Hello there, boxing fans around the world. Thank you for joining me once again here on Talking Fight. Let me bring this microphone closer to my mouth so you can hear me more clearly. Wow, what a blockbuster of a headline we all noticed today with respect to what we thought was going to be either yet another Ryan Garcia story dominating the headlines or Francis Ngannou and Anthony Joshua, who have been yapping for the past couple of weeks about their upcoming fight, or any one of the other number of different boxers out there who have something to say of importance. But of relative importance is this headline screaming that Jake Paul and Mike Tyson are about to go toe-to-toe this summer in July, July 20th to be precise, down in Arlington, Texas, a huge stadium, 80,000 fans. It's the home of the NFL's Dallas Cowboys, AT&T Stadium, to be broadcast live on Netflix. Absolutely wow. And apparently Jake Paul is going to be boxing in the heavyweight division. Anyway, yet another beacon of the crossover era, as my friends over at Sky Sports in the UK would like to call this. Certainly Jake Paul is facing one heck of a test against Tyson. This is no Nate Robinson or one of those other UFC kind of guys. Anyway, he's 9-1 in the ring, and recently clobbered Ryan Borland at the beginning of March. And his only blemish, realistically, a loss to Tommy Fury as they look forward to a grudge match. Tyson, by the way, he's turning 58 years of age by the time this fight arrives, retired back in 2005 with a 50-6 record. I'm sure I certainly remember him. I remember Muhammad Ali, but my next probably favorite fighter in the heavyweight division, certainly Mike Tyson. He's a great fighter and love to watch him fight, watch him absolutely clobber guys quickly, efficiently, cleanly, with the possible exception, I suppose, of the Holyfield fight. But nonetheless, I'll call it right now. I think he's going to knock out Jake Paul. And there we go. That's my words of wisdom for today regarding that particular fight, July 20th, down in Texas. With respect to quotes, I got to say this. We were looking at, what people are saying around the world in the world of boxing. It's interesting what Francis Ngannou said concerning Tyson Fury. He goes, without boxing rules, you are nothing in front of me, said Francis Ngannou. I don't know when he said it, but that was a pretty recent quote from Francis. Anyway, speaking of Jake Paul's MVP, the company that have paired with Netflix to put on that show down in Arlington, they've announced they're having a fight also in Orlando at the Caribe Royale Resort and Casino, I believe it is, April 26th. DAZN and Most Valuable Prospects, it says. I thought it was Most Valuable Promotions, but anyway. Most Valuable Prospects, triple header. Anyway, the main event pits one of their most promising charges. Maybe they're two companies, MVP, maybe, I don't know. They got Cuban knockout artist Jonas Tellis, 7-0, six knockouts, going up against unbeaten super welterweight Joseph Jackson, 19-0, 15 knockouts. No slouch. But anyway, it's going to be a good show. The co-main event, by the way, sees another good fight. Lightweight Tony Aguiar, 11-0-1. He's going to go toe-to-toe against Alexander Rios Vega, 8-1. It's a rematch of their October 2023 showdown. We saw Aguiar edge out a split decision thanks to it. Big knockdown, excellent knockdown, if we all recall that one. Loads of fun, no complaints about seeing a sequel, absolutely. And the opener, by the way, pits Jan Paul Rivera, 8-0, against David Perez, 9-0. Both featherweights in their mid-20s and in need of a mutual step up. So here we go. So some good fighting to be had, courtesy of MVP and Jake Paul, and as well as his own blockbuster announcement today that he'll be fighting Mike Tyson, of all people. I never would have thought those two would have been in the ring together, but Mike Tyson certainly looks to clobber, actually, Jake Paul. He said something to the effect that Jake Paul had his first boxing match on the undercard when Mike Tyson fought Roy Jones Jr. a while back, maybe 4 years ago, I think. And now, quite frankly, Mike Tyson is looking to dethrone him. So Speaking of dethroning, another funny quote I saw, courtesy of the Australian Tim Sayu, he's called out Thurman. You know, so he said, "You've been on vacation for the past 5 years," you know, because he hasn't been in the ring for a while. I just thought it was a funny quote. All right, let me get back to what I was talking about. Okay, Anthony Joshua going up against Alexander Usyk pretty soon. But before that all happens, and what I thought would be dominating at the headlines would be the upcoming Anthony Joshua Francis Ngannou fight. So apparently over in England, according to Charles Brunn, one of our favorite writers over at BoxNews24.com, you know, Tyson Fury's come out and said he'll solve Anthony Joshua's problem because he lost to Alexander Usyk twice in order to set up the so-called Battle of Britain that British boxing fans are clamoring for, apparently. But, you know, Fury's saying he'll solve the problem by beating Usyk, which Anthony Joshua apparently couldn't do. And so long as Francis Ngannou is beaten by AJ, and of course, Fury beats Usyk himself, which will set up for promoters that Battle of Britain, which probably, if that is a fight to happen, given if they both beat, if AJ beats Ngannou, if Fury beats Usyk, that will set up a decent heavyweight clash, and I'm pretty sure the Saudis will be all over that one. But if, as some pundits predict, Fury, quite frankly, could lose to Usyk, he certainly could have lost to Ngannou, and if Joshua loses to Ngannou, which certainly he could do as well, then would it be really worth hosting the Battle of Britain if those two are now in the loser category, aging and, quite frankly, on their way out? It's interesting. I think Joshua said recently he's on the way up, not on the way out. So he thinks he's going to beat Ngannou. I don't, quite frankly. I've said that before. It's no news to boxing fans. It's going to be a tight matchup for sure, and everyone's looking forward to it. It's coming up in a couple of days. But again, if Fury loses his fight against Usyk, if Joshua loses his fight against Ngannou, we're going to have some interesting fights to be made. That'll make Ngannou a big one-on-one fighter in the boxing world, and apparently he wants to go back to MMA. So we'll see where this all shakes out. But it is an interesting division to follow, as there are some, okay, I was about to say promising prospects coming up through America, and the big one that comes to mind, Jared Anderson, but he is certainly having his issues. Perhaps we might call these mental health issues, but certainly issues also that of getting him in trouble with the police, which I've reported on previously, and hopefully he's setting himself straight. I have seen a couple of social media comments made by Anderson apologizing to his friends and fans and everyone else who cares about him. It's not that I care about him, but I do think he's an excellent boxer, and I do think he's on the way up, not on the way out, if he can keep himself clean and give him the money in his pocket, not make a fool out of the police or try to get himself in trouble thinking he's above the law. Let's put it that way. In other boxing news, coming out of Montreal, we're going to see a pretty big fight. Stephen Butler going up against Stephen Rolls. That's going to be live on ESPN Plus, by the way. Butler's coming off a win against Ivan Alvarez last November, but Rolls is looking to rebound from a loss to Austin Williams back in September. It kicks off around 7 o'clock Eastern time with a pretty decent undercard, pretty large undercard, quite frankly. It's all taking place at the casino over in Montreal, put on by Eye of the Tiger, and it's good to see we've got a female matchup in that undercard, I think just one. But anyway, Vanessa LePage Dionis versus Abril Argentina Vidal, and they're going to be fighting for the vacant WBC women's heavyweight title. So let's stay tuned and see what the result is out of that particular fight, because that will lead to a decent clash in that division. Let's have a quick see if anyone else is making mention of that particular fight. It's pretty, you know, there aren't too many people reporting on women in the ring, and it's kind of too bad that the people out of Montreal which we are seeing a lot of great fights and a lot of women rising through the ranks by fighting professionally in Montreal, but not a lot of press releases that I'm noticing and or stories being reported on websites. I'd certainly like to see more. How about you? Would you like to see more as well? I'd like to see more news from the women in the ring. They're certainly doing their best to grab headlines other than posing at the weigh-ins in their bikinis, etc. Former WBO number one welterweight contender Alexis Roca, 23-2, 15 knockouts, will take on Frederick General Akunka Lawson, 30-4, in the co-feature for the clash between WBA cruiserweight champion Arsen Feroz Guillermina, 27-0, and Gilberto Zurdo Ramirez, 45-1, has taken place on March 30th at the YouTube Theater in Hollywood Park, Inglewood, California, to be broadcast on DAZN. Said Roca, first and foremost, I want to thank Golden Boy Promotions, my fans, my entire team for the constant support. As we all know, he's coming off an upset KO loss to Giovanna Santillan in October. My last fight did not go the way that I expected it to. I let a lot of people down, including myself. The next stage of my career is revenge. That is when I become everything I know. I was meant to be in the sport. The pain I feel from my last loss will be the pain every opponent feels moving forward. That is courtesy of Alexis Roca, 23-2. Okay, he's taking on Frederick Lawson next down in California. All right, let's have a quick look here at the upcoming fight. On the undercard, some sad news out of the undercard taking place in Saudi Arabia, featuring Anthony Joshua and Francis Ngannou, the fight I mentioned earlier. Unfortunately, Kevin Larina, who's taking on Justice Huni, is now mourning the death of his mother, who just recently passed away. Sad news for sure for the boxing world. I mean, that's got to be weighing on him quite heavily. He's a good fighter out of South Africa, as we all know. We've been following his career for a while. He had this to say, today I lost the strongest woman I've ever known. My mom fought tirelessly as a single mom to raise us, and her strength and determination will forever inspire me. Even in her final moment, she fought until the very end. She fought with all her might. So, you know, again, sad news, again, from the great fighter who wants to rise through the ranks and certainly going to be inspired by his mom, who obviously fought a tremendous battle herself. And he concluded, your fight lives on in me, and I'll always carry your strength with me. Rest peacefully in God's kingdom. So there you go. Kevin Larina having a bit of a struggle there before his big fight. But let's hope he can take, as I say, that courage and strength and inspiration of his mom into the ring and put on a good fight against Justice Huni. Thanks very much for joining me. Appreciate it very much. Remember, like, share, subscribe, hit that notification bell. We'll see you later on, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TalkingFight.com.